Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I love the work of our next guest, Amy Rosenberg, who writes for the Philadelphia Daily, philly.com. And her annual, boy, it is a compendium this year, Shore Guide. It seems like it's 1,000 pages or so. My God, she must have been working the last 6 months on this. She joins us to break down as tomorrow the page turns and we start the beeline to the Jersey Shore. Amy's with us on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Amy, you've outdone yourself this year with this compendium.
Thank you so much. It's very nice of you.
Yeah, it is, and I'm a big fan of the minutia of all this stuff because it's great talk radio fodder. If you remember last year, I think we talked, the tents that were put on, that was the big thing last year, the exit, they needed building, there were skyscrapers put on the beaches. Are we going to see the tenting this year at the Jersey Shore?
Well, you know, there have been some more regulations put on in various towns about to try to keep that to a minimum, but yeah, that really exploded last year. The beach spreading, as we called it, which not everybody likes that we called it that. So I think maybe everybody's going to calm down a little bit. But, you know, most of the towns, it's still going to be a free-for-all beginning this weekend.
Now, we'll tell listeners where to find this. And, Amy, you begin your look at the shore, the turn to the shore this year, the big edition of Philly.com.
Right.
Talking about why does the Jersey Shore have met such magic for us? And I agree with your overall sentiment, which seems to be because of familiarity, because of things. Yeah, there's change, but there are traditions and things. I know my wife and kids and all that, places we go back, of experiences that we have that are not going to be new and different. They're going to be what we want because we like them and we want to experience them again.
Right. I've really noticed that, especially living down there, and you know, people from Philly come back every year, and it just amazes me. They just, you know, they want to do the same things when they come back, and they want to go to the same pizza place, and they have their pizza place and their ice cream place and their special walk and their time that they walk. And no one, you know, that stuff really, it starts to take on this kind of, you know, sentimental value to people. And it really, you know, I've noticed living down there, like, you know, people really, really love these places that seem kind of familiar to me just living there all year round. And when people come down for the summer really excited, you know, I always kind of, it catches me up a little short and say, you know, this place really means so much to so many people. And so I noted this year that our local water ice place in Ventnor, which was Mentos for so many years, and all the local kids worked there, and everybody stood in line there, and the local people knew to go inside to cut the line, and we had all our traditions, but it got bought by some people, and they tried to change the name, and they spent 7 years trying to rebrand it, and they gave up this year, and they just went back to Mentos. And, you know, the funny thing is nobody really ever called it anything but Mentos.
I love insights like that. You have the other one, too, where what town was it? Was it Ventnor?
Also trying Ventnor.
to take away the fudgy wudgy guy being sold by
by
veterans.
Right. That's a little more of a serious issue because it involves, right, you know, people's livelihoods. There's always, every year there's always an ice cream controversy, it seems like. And this year that kind of was it. It was started early this year, right? It started like in the winter. But they, you know, Ventnor, some of the people, new commissioners in Ventnor were thinking they could monetize it better, bring in some more money for the town and put it out to bid. And, you know, there was really someone from Philly, I think, started a petition and it just spread. And there was, you know, 12,000 people signed on to support, you know, the veterans having this first dibs on these licenses. And these people have the memory, same idea. They go back with these particular ice cream men, you know, to their own childhood. And it would seem insignificant, like who you're going to buy your ice cream from on the beach, but it was so much a part of you know, people growing up, and now it's their own kids, and you know, really, these little things mean a lot to people.
Well, they do to me too, Amy. Now you're down there all the time. I'm only a shoebie, just that whole tradition, and I feel like screaming Fiddler on the Roof tradition. Of course, we have to go there.
Yeah. Well, you know, the flip side of that this year is in Margate. Which, again, for the second year in a row, you might remember last summer, they were very upset about the dunes that the state kind of forced on them in the Army Corps. And they felt like their beaches, the look of their beaches that they'd grown up with and spent time with, and that was changing. And there was something really personal about that, that people felt, you know, you don't change, you know, people were like, it's my beach. Well, it's not your beach, but yet it felt to them like their beach. And unfortunately, the problems seem to have only exacerbated in the off season, and the Army Corps put in some outfall pipes to deal with some of the flooding issues, and so people are still very unhappy, unfortunately, in Margate, because there's a lot of it really did change the look of their beaches. And
I'm in their camp. Amy, a parting question for this time, because every couple weeks I'd love to get an update. You have such an eye. When I'm at the Jersey Shore, your eye and my eye are almost the same thing on those tents and stuff like that. I'll put you on the spot, though. What is the best beach at the Jersey Shore?
Well, I, of course, I am partial to my beach, Jersey Shore, which is Ventnor.
Okay.
But I also, you know, I really like when I visit people in Long Beach Island. Long Beach Island has a kind of nice, maybe a Hamptons, more of a Hamptons feel to it. I like, you know, a lot of people like Strathmere, which is kind of a quiet beach. But I really love the Ventnor Beach. It's got a little bit of Atlantic City feel to it. It's got its boardwalk, so there's always, you know, I stood out the other day. My daughter had gone out onto the beach, first night in a long time. She was sitting out there with her friends, and I went up on the boardwalk, and, you know, like 10 people walked by that I knew. I was out there talking to people for, you know, for an hour, and, you know, that's just kind of really nice. It's a real Main Street feel, and a beautiful beach, but they're all beautiful, right?
Well, I'm partial to Wildwood Crest, even though the Giordano is now summer in Anglesey. Yeah. And I'm waging the name change to Anglesey, not North Wildwood.
But you know they're going to be parking cars on the beach in Wildwood this summer.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, Amy. I'm sure we'll talk about that. Now, where do we find this compendium that is just the perfect thing as your guide to the Jersey Shore to kick off this year? Where do people go?
Well, if you are a print subscriber, you would have already gotten it, because it was first of all given as a premium for our print subscribers. You can get it at philly.com/shore. I believe you'll see a really beautiful online version of that, and you can also purchase the actual print copy on philly.com as well. And we are doing, I know we talked about this last year, we're doing our second annual version of our Shore column with Tommy Rowe and Jason Nark. Some great, great writers at the paper are going to be doing this column. So you can look for that starting in a couple weeks.
I have it marked down under great fodder for the Dom Giordano program, I'm telling you.
Excellent, excellent.
Hey, Amy, thank you. Hope to meet you sometime down the shore. Thank you for joining us today.
Okay, great. Anytime. Thanks a lot.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.